As we enter this Holy Thursday service into the Holy Triduum, it's a good time to reflect on how we treat others. Because if you notice with the readings today, especially the Gospel, Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples. He knew what they would do. They would fall asleep in the garden while he was praying, asking them to stay awake with him. One will betray him. Another will deny him three times. The one that's supposed to be the leader. And the rest will run away. And those are the feet that he is washing. The apostles' feet. Our first bishop's feet. It's kind of foretelling, if you will, that Jesus was washing their feet. We can miss this little aspect, if you will. But why the feet? We have to think, did they have the proper plumbing in their houses? Everything, if you will, ran to the street. And that's where people walked. And that was the job of the lowliest servant, to wash the feet of the master's friends as they came in to their house, to clean them, to make them purified for the reception of the supper, for the reception of the party. And that's what our Lord is doing for his disciples. He is marking, if you will, as we heard in Exodus, marking an event that he wants to stand out in our hearts, in our lives, celebrating the Passover. He doesn't ask us to put lamb's blood on our doorpost so we can be saved. But he wants us to remember this event, because this event starts a whole series of events that's about to happen, starting here on Holy Thursday, going to Good Friday, and culminating in the Easter Vigil. And our Lord wants us to place this time in our hearts, because as he was washing the feet of his disciples, which was a literal washing, there's also a figurative washing that's going on there too. He's cleaning the grime and the garbage off their feet. The stuff that would be found in the streets, that's disgusting. And aren't our souls at times, don't they get disgusting at times? Where we betray our Lord, maybe by taking his name in vain in some way? Or do we deny our Lord in some little way? Don't want him to be around. Lord, not today. Or Lord, I don't have the strength. Our Lord understands human nature. He understands that we are going to fall. And through this washing of the feet, he starts showing his disciples how he wants them to treat others, cleaning them, preparing them, making them ready for our Lord, for the reception of them into his holy banquet. And that's why we celebrate this Lord's Supper, to recognize when our Lord instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist, to give us that hope when we become filthy, when we need to return to our Lord, and what we need to embrace our Lord through his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Because our Lord knows he's about to suffer. He knows that he's going to be crucified. He knows who he is dying for his friends, for those whom he doesn't even, who aren't even born yet at that period, but for us. And he wants us to remain in his love. And as we witness after the homily here, the washing of the feet, let us remember those times, maybe in our lives, where we weren't so clean, and how our Lord, through the sacrament of reconciliation, gave us that hope to be cleansed of our filth, to be cleansed of our unworthiness, to be cleansed of our sins. Let us allow Jesus to be part of our hearts and really, truly make this Holy Triduum profound in our hearts, and let us live this out for the rest of our lives.